Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to Expedition Cartoon, where my brother and I explore the vast and beautiful worlds of animation for the perfect place to call home. We are your captains, Alec and Lou, and today we are exploring the world of Fairly Odd Parents. Sorry, world.
Grah, I'm super buff fairy from Fairy World.
At least you did an actual accent from the show, where there is in fact a Schwarzenegger type character. I'm only doing this because my current screen name is I'm Your Fairy Godfather.
Oh my god, that's I was actually gonna ask, is this supposed to be like a character from the show? I didn't recognize. I'm sure there is one somewhere.
Yeah, that was about the least sensical bit that I've ever done on this show, so I'm glad it's over. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to talk about the show that has lots of magic in it.
That's right. Growing up, Lou and I would watch Nickelodeon on TV. You know, obviously, we're big fans of Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm a big fan of SpongeBob, even though it wasn't his jam. But Fairly Odd Parents emerged not long after SpongeBob, and for a long time, they were kind of like the big two cartoons on that network, and then Jimmy Neutron kind of came around and was a big deal as well.
Yeah, dude, that one, I went back and watched, sorry for the tangent, but I went back and watched an episode of Jimmy Neutron recently, and I was like, wow, this looks a lot worse than I remember.
Fairly Odd Parents holds up a lot better, and I think it spanned at least one full generation, maybe moving into another one. I think a lot of people actually do know Fairly Odd Parents, but probably less know Jimmy Neutron, if I would guess.
That's probably true. I mean, yeah, Fairly Odd Parents has existed forever. And yeah. Everybody, you should all know that, like, I even though I did grow up with a lot of the style of cartoon, like, your episodic TV serialized cartoon that was pretty much purely comedy with no plot, I tend not to actually like very many of them at all anymore. And I won't lie, this one's not very different.
Really? Well, see, I think that something that made Fairly Odd Parents stand out is that it really had a lot of good jokes. I remember Mom
it was
and Dad,
pretty funny. Yeah.
They actually, as adults, loved watching this one. They didn't like SpongeBob. They thought it was benign.
Yeah.
But I would disagree. I mean, I actually think SpongeBob is more clever than people give it credit for, but I have to admit that Fairly Odd Parents was a really cleverly written show.
There's some pretty good jokes. Definitely.
It also has a very interesting concept, I think, in terms of talking about a place to live in. That's why I'm really excited to talk about it today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously one of the best parts of the show is that you have the fairy, you know, you can have fairy godparents in this, if you're under 13 specifically. And they have seemingly limitless power until there are arbitrary limits written to balance it out.
Right. The big thing about Fairly Odd Parents is if you are a child with a fairy, you have to follow the rules. And that is basically the arbiter that decides whether you get to keep your fairy godparent or not. Eventually, you will always get older and not be allowed to have them anymore, per the rules. But there's a lot of other things that go with it. They can make a lot of magic happen. And even though there are rules, there's a lot of very interesting things that can be done. And at least in the early days of the show, they got really creative with the type of things that a kid would wish, a lot of which I thought were very realistic for a 10-year-old. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. If anybody notices my microphone changed, it's because I changed it. I had the all wrong right. setting. My bad.
Oh, good catch. No, I used to sound a little bit better now.
Nice.
That motion of moving the microphone sounded worse, but now oh, okay.
that's it's all set. Sorry, I did a late tech check, everybody. Don't worry about it.
Cool. All right. Are you ready to fly on over to Fairy World?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to do my best fairy impression, which is something my friends in high school would have said was very easy for me.
All right. What you got? Very good. Magic. Wow, here we are. I think that an important thing to say right out of the gate, We have, of course, just sailed our Anna machine, our ship, into the fairy world, but that is not the extent of what we're talking about today, because there is, yes, the fairy world. That is where all the fairies live, but most of the show takes place in the town of Dimmsdale, and it really is just a typical town. It's, in fact, I think is intentionally basic, because the idea is that you are bringing magic to what is normally a very boring place, and it sort of helps the magic stand out more. I think we got to talk about two scenarios today. One is just living in what the fairy world is, and then number two, living in this boring town of Dimmsdale or the surrounding area as a child with a fairy who has the ability to wish for all of these things. And I kind of want to start with the fairy world, because I actually think there's the least to talk about in terms of... Well, here's the thing, right? There's a lot more... There's a lot more to do in fairy world. The imagery is a lot better. Like, it would be a lot more fun of just a place. But I'm not talking about Dimmsdale because I think it's interesting. I think the fairy mechanic is interesting, and the ability to wish for things is interesting. And I'm actually more interested in talking that through if we were in a situation like that.
Yo, this is going to be more interesting to talk about than I was even expecting, because my whole deal was going to be like, okay, Dimmsdale, you know, it's even more crappy America than our regular crappy America, because it's comedy. You know what I mean? There's like tons of hilarious commentary. Like, all the parents are horrible people. All of the politicians are horrible people. You know, like, there's tons of little jokes that are just poking fun at society. And I love that. Even most of the little kids are horrible people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
You're good. I want to be clear that I am not at all saying that I think being in Dimmsdale is preferable to being in the fairy world. I'd be surprised if we reached that conclusion.
Oh, for
I just
sure.
mean, from a podcasting perspective, there is more to talk about in terms That's of being fair. A child with a fairy than talking. Because what are we doing here in the fairy world, right? Most likely. So actually, let's talk about some options. So we could be an all-powerful fairy that is able to use our wands to create a lot of things and just... We wouldn't be wishing. We would just be able to use the wand and do it. And I don't think that there is a rule about using your wand for all kinds of magical activity. It's not a situation like a genie where somebody else has to wish it and then you can do it. You know, you have your wand.
Yeah, you can use. I think you can. I think that like different. I honestly think that there is duh rules, which I think. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm sure the consistency of all of this stuff in the actual show canon is probably not something we need to be too worried about, because it's just like a silly card. You know, this one doesn't try to be, it's not like the Hunter Hunter anime power system where it's like extremely well explained and balanced. And if you find things that don't make sense, it feels like it breaks the system. You know what I mean? Like, the rules are very arbitrary, and I don't think they need to be consistent most of the time. I'm sure that they actually break some rules that they establish in some episodes and others.
Yeah, in my reading, it does happen, but a lot less than I expected.
That's fair. I believe that. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is I think different, because there's fairy godparents that are assigned to kids, but we actually see a lot of different roles in fairy world too. There's an army. There are celebrities. There's, you know, like, a restaurant. So yeah.
there are fairy world. It has. So the big thing, if you're just trying to picture this, it is its own very colorful metropolis with lots of pinks and purples. They have this civilization, and there's a big tower that has a star on the top, and that is the energy source for all of the magic wands. And without that, the fairies couldn't do anything, but they have that energy source. You do have a fairy academy where they learn magic. You have a big stadium, and Dimmsdale has one too, which we'll talk about. Cupid is a character who has his own mansion.
Yes.
The voice that Lou was doing at the beginning of this was, of course, Jorgen von Strangl, our Arnold Schwarzenegger parody.
Yes.
And he owns a whole army, and he is the enforcer of the rules.
Yes.
So you also kind of have a big, large rainbow that's supposed to be the bridge between the fairy world and Earth, but they just use their wands to transport back and forth, which is kind of a gag in the show that they don't even use the bridge that's there.
Yeah, that is, I like that joke too. That's pretty funny.
Me too. So it's it is a very pretty, beautiful place. And it's kind of a more glorified metropolis. And no, don't go to Dimmesdale. You want to be in the fairy world. That's where the cool city is. That's where everything's brighter. It's more magical. Yeah. And there are all kinds of different roles, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to bring the conversation to talking about like being a kid and having, because you can only have fairy godparents if you're under 13 or something like that. Yeah, and like you also tend to need to be pretty like bullied and have a pretty awful life from the get-go.
That is a big thing. Your life has to suck. Yeah. To have a fairy godparent, because they're supposed to go to the kids that need them the most. And at some point we do see a rich kid that has one, but his whole thing is, yes, he's rich, but he has like a very horrible like family background.
Yeah.
I do almost feel like it would be pretty lousy of us to walk into this world and decide to be children with fairy godparents that have good lives. Like,
yeah, I know, right? That'd be so funny. You're like, yeah, everything's going great for us, but we want fairy godparents, so we're just going to get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, apparently later in the show, after we stopped watching and grew up, there's a mechanic where there's a fairy godparent shortage, and
understandable.
They have to deal with like the ramifications of that. So even if we have the ability to go into a very nice home and take a fairy godparent or two, like, I just feel like that would be a lousy thing, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
But it is perhaps on the table. I definitely don't want to walk into a terrible home as a child and then the fairy godparent kind of makes it better, because I don't think that anything is going to make up for a terrible childhood life.
Yeah. So here's another thing, though. If you don't have a fairy godparent, I don't think fairies are typically allowed on Earth outside of that.
I think that's true. But would you need to go? Like, what would be the appeal if you're a fairy?
I don't know. Sightseeing. Go to Miami. Hang out.
I guess. You know, it is interesting. We don't see far beyond the fairy world. So if that is the extent of where they can go, that actually is a bit limiting.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one city in a cloud.
Yeah.
I mean, Lando Calrissian would be bored as hell. God, that was a stupid joke. I apologize, everybody. I'll see myself out.
Apology accepted. So there are other creatures, other magical creatures. There are the pixies that are known to wield as much power as fairies, but they treat their magical powers like a business. I don't know if you remember this, but they have like this very gray office building where they take people into, and they're kind of villains, they're antagonists, and they're trying to take control of the fairy world and the earth. Being a pixie is no interest to me.
I guess I do remember that. But what I remember better are the anti-fairies.
Yes.
And they are like fairies that use their magic for mischief. I don't even really want to say evil, because they don't really do anything like evil. They just do more stuff like graffiti and things that like the kids that get assigned fairy godparents would probably do.
Yeah, well, they're known for causing bad luck. So they're the ones that if you walk under a ladder, they're like, oh, wouldn't it be fun to play with this superstition and cause bad luck right now?
That's so funny. That's horrible. I mean, it's not harmless completely, but like, I don't know if we need to put them in Abracatraz. I think that seems a little excessive.
That was actually an S-tier joke. I'm very proud of you.
It's okay. It's an actual place. I have it pulled up. I wasn't really making a joke.
Oh, darn. That's in the fairy world?
Yeah, that's where they keep the anti-fairies, is Abracatraz.
Okay, that's pretty good. I'm impressed.
But, dude, do they need a high-security prison for fairies that practically just pull pranks on people?
Well, it's interesting because they have their own world too. There is an anti-fairy world. And I would assume that if they stayed there and committed mischief, that nobody would bother them and they would not have to go to, what is it? Abracatraz?
Abracatraz?
Wait
a minute. There's an anti-fairy world? I didn't find that in my research that I did for about 5 minutes.
Yep. And I should mention that the pixies, they technically are in a town called Pixies Inc., which is not exciting either. It reminds me, there's an episode early in The Fairly Odd Parents where Timmy wishes for everybody to be the same, and it just creates a gray blob of a city, and everything is boring, and nobody has any flair. I think the Pixies Inc. is a little bit like that.
I don't know why. That show didn't strike me as the kind of show to make a episode about diversity, but I'm glad they did.
No, I think there's a lot of commentary in some of the early Fairly Odd Parents episodes. It's a good show, like the early seasons, I'm telling you. Worth revisiting.
I don't know. I think good show could be we could say that about a lot of things.
Man, you're a hater. Did you find anything on the anti-fairy world that piqued your interest?
Not really.
It's about what you would expect.
It's pretty much the same but dark. That's okay. Really it.
Yeah.
You
have a flair for the dark though.
I do. The thing that is confusing to me about it is it's so the same that I'm like, well, why don't they just live together?
Okay, I understand.
You know what I mean? Mr. This is a good show for its stance on diversity. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, actually, that is kind of interesting that there is a massive separation between the fairies and the anti-fairies. And it's like,
yeah, and it's the dark ones, too.
And if you come over here, we're putting you in Abracatraz. You're going to jail if you cause mischief in our town.
You better not have
a little messed up.
Dark blue skin or you're getting so sorry.
Speaking of blue skin, we also have the aliens. How about that for a transition?
I don't remember aliens at all.
You don't remember Mark Chang, bro? Vicky, I love you so much.
Oh my god, I do remember the aliens. And the fact that that's what reminded me is actually a testament to the show having character.
I love Yucapatamia. It's my planet where I live because I'm just a squid.
That's right. Yeah, they're all, not all of them, I guess, but a lot of them are depicted as like whiny teenagers.
Yeah, Mark Chang is the big one where he's got actual responsibilities. He's a prince, but he's got a crush on Timmy's babysitter. And boy, if you've never seen this show, things are sounding very weird right now.
Hey, that's diverse.
Well, it's something. I like Mark Chang. I think that's a stupid, fun plot. If this show does anything right, it's just silly, goofy, right? It's
fair.
A good, stupid time. And sometimes that's what you need.
That's fair. I'll give you that. That plot line is very hilarious.
And I'll add that the only other character that I found, or magical creature, there are genies in this world. Is kind of just a dick.
And what?
He's very self-interested.
Sure, but like, he's also not like... maybe he was evil one time, actually. Didn't he have some plan and become like an actual villain in the show? I don't really remember.
It's possible. Look, genies can never be trusted, and they play with that in the show. That's actually a little bit unfair. I think Aladdin's genie, pretty trustworthy, all things considered.
True. Disney would make the one genie that doesn't have any negative character traits.
It's Robin Williams, man. You have to.
That's fair. But there's one thing that I did want to say in relation to that. Because if you remember, when Timmy finds the genie and he's about to get his third wish in that first episode we see the genie in.
Yep.
You remember what his... I think it was his third wish. Maybe it was his second wish. I actually wouldn't make sense that it was his second. Or it wouldn't make sense that it was his third. But he wishes for a lawyer.
Oh, that is super funny.
And then a fairy lawyer shows up and like drafts up a contract with no loopholes. That's like, this is the wish that Timmy wants. And he's like, I hate being out jerked. And then like, you know, give pretty much, it's like an undo your wish situation, obviously.
Good jokes.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. But the thing about that is like low key, if I was a kid and I had fairy godparents, dude, the very first thing I would do is wish for that lawyer and be like, all right, how many crazy laws of physics and like actual laws in my society can I now break with these fairies that have not yet been thought of into rules? And I'll bet I could find a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you probably could. This is maybe a good transition. Let's go down to Dimmsdale, because I think that we've talked about a lot of the features of the fairy world and the different magical creatures that you could be. let's say you are a child, and whether your circumstances are good or bad, you have been gifted this fairy godparent. So what are you wishing for? It's unlimited. You know, it's not like a genie where you only get three. You can wish for all sorts of things. You said you would wish for a lawyer. Good. Love it.
Yeah, I'd wish for a fairy lawyer and be like, all right, analyze these rules for me. Tell me, they say that I can't wish for money. Let's poke some holes in that. Can I wish for money in a different currency? Can I wish for, you know what I mean? Like, can I wish for Bitcoin?
So you're, okay, how about this? So you're here to find loopholes. I've got a game for you. We are going to go down the list of the rules, and I want you to tell me how you would weasel your way out of it.
Oh my God, easy, let's go. I'm sure that they didn't think too hard about these rules for the show.
All right, there's a lot of these, but I think that this is a worthy exercise, and it's going to help contextualize what your limitations are if you were a child trying to wish in this world.
Disclaimer, this is not an endorsement for me to encourage illicit behavior that is technically legal by loopholes in the law. However, it is an encouragement for you to be informed about your local and national laws to figure out what you can and can't get away with.
Okay, if you listen to the Wonderland episode, you know this is your warning to get out now. All right. No wishing to win a competition.
No wishing to win a competition.
Yep.
Easy one. You don't have to wish to win. You can just wish to be the best at whatever the skill in the competition is, and it'll make you win. So you're not wishing for the win. You're wishing for the skill, and then the win comes with your own skill. So you still have to do it, but you just wish for the easy ability to do it better than everyone else.
Okay, I have a feeling that you were born for this game, and I'm very excited to see what you come up with. All right. No wishing to create or interfere with true love.
No wishing to create true love.
Oh, I knew that was you were gonna
easy. Why did you put true in there? You should have just said love. Do I even need to address? Dude, nobody cares if it's true. If you're wishing for true love, you just, well, I won't get too crude about it, but yeah, just don't, you don't need it to be true.
All right. I mean, I think in this world, it's possible that true love is real. So that's potentially a thing that you'd have to work
around. Then you could wish for infatuation. That's not true nor sustainable. It's just something that you can have for a day.
Okay.
You can even wish that everyone forgets about it in the next day.
Sure. Easy. So I think the idea is that you couldn't, if somebody else is already in love, you wouldn't be able to interfere with that. But if they aren't, you could probably wish for infatuation, and that would be within the rules.
Ooh, let's see. Interfering with love. That's a tough one.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah. That's very interpretive, because like that means you couldn't even wish if somebody's like having a date, you couldn't really wish to do anything with or to that person because they're on a date with the person they love. Therefore, they are like off magic limits completely.
Yeah.
That's wild. They also need checks and balances.
Next, no wishing for the things anti-fairies and pixies do. That's very generic.
What? That's the most discriminatory law I've ever heard in my life. What kind of Jim Crow bullshit is this? Come on.
And like many discriminatory laws, it is wildly vague.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, anything that this whole race or class of people do, none of it. None of it at all. I mean, none of it. I don't want whoopee cushions under butt. No, that is crazy, dude. That is the why. I mean, oh my God. I would find a million ways around that one, because you could just say like, I mean, first of all, so what? I can't ask to have, you know what fairies actually do? Fairies breathe. I feel like we've seen gags where fairies get choked. So I think fairies breathe. So therefore, I can't, if I'm suffocating, I can't wish to breathe because they breathe. Is that fair? That's literally something that they do.
Oh, okay. Wow, you're right. So by that nature, if you've got your lawyer, it means all of it's invalid.
Yeah, you also can't fly. You can't. There's a million things you can't do. I you know what I would do? I would take that right up with the Supreme Fairy Court.
And I think you'd have a really good case.
I think I'd win. That's how you beat that one, is you actually just tackle it head on and try to fight their legislation.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to say is, well, they fly, so you better stop.
Yeah, yeah, that's something that they do.
Uh-oh, we got a problem.
Yeah, y'all need to fix that law. That encapsulates an enormous amount. They use wands, so better get that up out of there.
Good one. Okay, fairies cannot directly kill, maim, or injure living beings. This one
I'll
has
do it
the
indirectly.
Loophole. The loophole is written here, but their magic can if it's done indirectly. So literally exactly what you just said.
Oh, that's
not part of the rule. It's not part
of the
rule.
I was going to say, like, wait, who wrote that? That's terrible. I wish that a rock spawns above this person.
Yeah.
Oh, gravity killed him, not the rock.
Right.
Not my wish. They shouldn't have been on a planet with gravity. That's their fault.
Okay. No traveling to the day of March 14th, 1972.
What? There's,
I forget the reason. This is a plot thing, and it had to do with a reason that Timmy could not go back to that specific date.
Easy. You can't travel to which day? March 14th? 1972?
Yeah, are you just going to go to the 13th?
And wait a day.
Yeah, the 13th at 11:59 p.m. You don't even need to wait.
Yep. Come on, fairies. What are you guys? Who wrote your laws?
All right. Nobody can see anti-fairies without the use of anti-fairy goggles.
What? Bro! What the heck? Okay, and sorry. Is that like a law of nature or is that a rule?
No, it sounds like it is a rule. And Jorgen von Strangl changes the rule during the show to say, okay, you can be seen by humans as an insult to the anti-fairies, which I don't understand the... It's like they consider anti-fairies considered an insult that they can be seen by humans. So they decide to activate that rule.
That doesn't make... That is...
They hate the anti-fairies. This is so messed
is
up.
Is Ron DeSantis making these laws? Like, like what kind of backwards-ass crap is this?
Oh, I'm going to leave that in. All right. If no kids in the world are miserable, pixies are allowed to grant wishes. So...
Wait, what? If no kids in the world are miserable? I mean, that's an easy one. That's never going to happen. I mean, even kids that have no right to be miserable still find a way. So we're good on that.
Well, okay, this is actually wild because the underlying thing here is that if all kids are happy, pixies are allowed to make them unhappy, I think is the implication. So it's like, we solved world peace. It's a, so you support a...
balance is important.
A balance of powers, okay. And it says, in this condition, all the fairies on the earth would be pulled back to the fairy world. This must have been in an episode.
Yeah, that had to have been.
Okay. No wish for... Oh, you cannot wish for your fairy to have a baby.
Oh, that came because of Poof. I remember that.
Yes, it was. That's right, because they introduce a baby for Cosmo and Wanda.
I think that's the reason the rule exists, is because Timmy did it.
Well, actually, apparently it was made a rule when Cosmo was born, but then Jorgen von Strangl never officially put it in the book. That's so rude.
Wow, like literally, like, oh no, we can't have any more babies. This one is awful.
Yeah, context, people. Cosmo and Wanda are the names of Timmy's fairy godparents, if you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I cannot believe some of these rules. So they're also not allowed to have children. That is some dystopian ass stuff that I've ever heard. You can't wish. Oh, you can have kids. Well, I don't know how. Do fairies bang? Is that not something that they'll ever address?
I'm sure they never will. I mean, I don't even want to speculate. What do you think?
I mean, probably not. I think that I think they do say that fairies had to be wished to be born. I think that might have I remember that episode very vaguely, so I could be wrong on that. But okay. I think that might have actually been clarified. And that's their way of getting away of not having to talk about sex or acknowledge its existence. Because obviously, children should never learn anything about something that their bodies are going to do for the rest of their f-ing lives. What are we doing, society? Okay. excuse me. I don't know why I've got so many hot takes on this one.
This might be worse than Wonderland. It's because I'm reading you the rules and you hate that.
That's a good point. I don't know. I don't know if you can't ask to have a kid. Is that what it is?
You can't wish for your fairy to have a baby if you're a child.
Wish for your fairy to have a baby.
So, but I think these rules probably apply to the fairies too. Like, they can't use their magic to do these things for the same reason.
Maybe you could wish for... Oh, I found the loophole. You could wish for them to have the ability to have normal intercourse biologically the same way that people do. And that way it gives them the ability to have a kid without you wishing for it.
Oh my god. Bingo. You are a philosophy major. This is why this is a perfect exercise for you.
This is very fun.
Okay. A child cannot wish to know if any other kids have fairies or who those kids are that have fairies, but you are allowed to find out by yourself. And though it sounds like
allowed to wish to figure out fairy.
That's a tough one.
So, and let me add to this too, because we haven't gotten there yet, but there is also a rule that you are not allowed to let anybody else find out that you have fairy godparents, but it sounds like if it's another kid that has them, if you find it out, that is not in violation of the rules. You just cannot ask.
I'd have to do a check on clarification of what asking really entails, because you might be able to figure out a loophole where, in the United States, there's different definitions for what speech actually is, right? There's speech acts, there's written speech, quote unquote, and a lot of stuff like that. So if you could find, like, is a text count as speech? Technically, no. I don't know. It depends on their law. So I'd have to poke more holes in that one to find one.
I have an idea.
What?
You could wish to go to the place where a fairy godparent most recently casted magic.
Ooh, that's good. I think that works.
Then you might be able to... If it was 10 minutes, it might already be too late. But if you keep wishing for that, eventually you might just get there.
You go to the place where you last wished.
Yeah. Now, that'd be funny. It is pretty vague, so... If you were trying to find out about a specific person, I think that would be harder. But if you were just finding a generic person, you could do that.
You're right. You don't have to ask to know or wish to know. You could just wish to go. I wish to be near the nearest fairy. And then you're there. And then by circumstance from you being there, you find out.
That's good. All right. A child cannot wish to take away the fairies of another child. They would have to be wished away by their own, or you can compete in a magical duel to keep your fairy or not. Do you remember when they did that?
No. I guess I do remember that.
There was an episode where it was the same rich kid who was trying to get Timmy to lose his fairy godparents. They had to do a magical duel. And in the end, Timmy was like, I don't want you to lose your fairy godparent. Keep them.
That's right. I remember that.
Honestly, that is the loophole. You could wish for a magical duel.
Well, I mean, you could probably find a better one that doesn't entail you doing a duel. And then you could wish, for the skills to win the duel. We get to use both the loopholes.
We're putting them together now. Okay. We talked about how fairies will only grant wishes to miserable children of the dominant species of Earth. The loophole here is that we have a mechanism where we are able to visit any world under our own conditions. So we got a broken system that already would let us violate this.
That's true. The dominant species on Earth? Is that really what it says?
Yes, that is what it says.
Because technically speaking... The dominant species on Earth, I mean, it depends on how you define it, but I don't think humans are dominant in almost anything. Because we're not dominant in population size.
I don't think we're dominant
in intelligence.
You could argue it in a court of law that that's too vague.
Could. Yeah.
All right. True. So let's see. Magic cannot be used to win a contest. Okay, we talked about that one. It's there again. No super wishes. Which I guess is not... Okay, that's not real. That's something that Cosmo and Wanda made up so that Timmy didn't get carried away.
Okay.
All right.
Easy one. We just do it anyway.
Yep. When a child reveals the existence of their fairy or fairies, all memories of the fairies is wiped, and all magic items that they have come into contact with disappear. This is the biggest rule, and this is actually a big part of the show's premise.
Yeah,
it is. If you reveal the existence, you know... You, or if you get too old, I think, eventually, you don't get to remember your fairy at all. It's like it never happened, which I think is a big knock against living in this place, because even if you decided that you wanted to be in the normal world and have a fairy, by the time we've been in this world long enough, we forget that the fairy was ever there in the first place. And then you're just living a boring life in a normal place. So yeah. Not great.
Yeah, that's that. And that happens when you turn a certain age too.
Is there any way around that? Oh, actually, okay. There is an age, by the way. It's 17. So it's older than I thought.
Oh, wow.
17 or 18.
Kids would be a menace with fairy godparents in high school. I don't want to think about that.
But I will say it stipulates specifically when a child has reached age 17 or 18 and does not believe in fairies anymore, the fairy or fairies must leave via the fairy cab and everything magic will run out of batteries.
I like how turning 18 just gets rid of your sense of belief in all things whimsical. Like, yeah,
isn't
that's
that sad?
Yeah. I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think it's true, but I do think that it's something that happens to a lot of people. Not as a rule, but like slow growth out of whimsy. However, it says here, you can keep them if you act like a kid and do everything a kid does. And I feel like that's not great either.
Wait.
Like.
That's wild. I didn't know that.
But so this is, I feel like this is contradictory because it says you have to not believe in fairies anymore. But also, if you act like a kid and do everything a kid does, you're fine. I think if you just believe in fairies, then it sounds like you might be okay. That's the loophole.
What?
And how would you stop?
Yeah, like what? That's what I have. What? You turn 18 and you just get like poo brain all of a sudden. You're like, oh, well, time to join the workforce. Even though I've had fairies aiding me since I was 10. There's no way they're real. That whole experience had to have been a hallucination.
This happens in Code.
Get help.
Codename Kids Next Door does this, where as soon as you turn in 13, you are now a teenager, and they even have like a transformation process that happens your birthday, where you like turn into a teenager. It's very funny. That's a great show.
That one makes that mechanism makes sense though, because you actually like go through like in a memory eraser, and they initiate you into being an adult and forgetting all about the organization.
That might be a fun one to talk about. Some teenagers get out of that too. There's some stipulations.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think that there's more to say about that. The loophole is just keep believing, maybe. However, obviously they take it away from people anyway. So I think the rule is you have to act like a kid and do everything a kid does. And maybe that's where people lose it.
Well, I think also the rule of like, you can't reveal it. You can get around that pretty easy by, instead of you technically revealing it, you could just wish for a circumstance that reveals it.
Yeah.
It's indirect. A lot of this stuff is just saying you, it's like how murder and, like accidental manslaughter are two different laws. They don't have any of the manslaughter laws. They only have the murder ones.
Okay. Good point. I just noticed here, apparently you can ask Cupid to break the love rules. If you ask Cupid and he okays it, then you can interfere with true love or wish that someone's in love with you.
I mean, Cupid has that power. The love fairy. That kind of makes sense.
I guess so. All right. So you cannot wish for Christmas to occur every day, which was not a rule, but it was after Timmy did it, which is
ready. This isn't technically like breaking the rule, it's just making it just as good every other day.
Actually, that adds some impermanence.
Yeah, you get Christmas Eve and then Christmas. You win.
Okay. Yeah, that you could work your way around that, but I don't know if you would want to.
No, I would not.
The lesson of Christmas every day being a bad idea, so true.
I would destroy the planet pretty quick. I'll just say that. I would prefer to wish for a nice summer day in the middle of July where there's no holidays.
No breakfast wishes after 10:30 a.m. That's just rude.
I hate that. I'm the guy who goes, every meal I want breakfast. I love breakfast. You can't have breakfast. I remember that episode and I don't know why. But
there's a way around this.
I must have been pissed. Good.
You can just say, could I please have French toast for lunch? And then it's got breakfast.
Could I have omelets an orange juice for lunch.
There you go. Done.
Like, yeah, that's so... I hate that. What? do the fairies just hate Denny's? Like, what?
That's a good question.
I'm going to Denny's after this just to spite them. I'll find one. I don't even know if there's one near me.
I'm glad. Take your power.
Yeah.
So I guess another rule that Timmy caused to become a rule is that you cannot wish for a world without girls. And I guess I would expand that to probably say a world without the opposite sex, or maybe the world without any subsection of people. I don't know if you want to break that rule. You know, I think that you just leave.
No, you wouldn't. But that's not about what I want to do. It's about, could I do it?
Could you do it? Yeah.
I think what you would have to do is somehow wish... You can't go to other worlds, can you? That was also in the rules.
That's interesting. I don't know.
Because I was going to say, like, I would probably just wish... Not to get rid of half the population, essentially, but to...
Thanos?
Yeah, not to have a Thanos wish, but just... I don't know. Instead of a world, you could still go with, like, a country. Or like you could make it smaller.
Oh, I guess, you know, that's true.
I mean, it'd be your world still. Like, you know, I mean, the atmosphere of the planet is ultimately just as much of a construct for our society as our own country's borders. So like, you might as well just make it your world and, you know, not care about the limitations.
Wow. Okay. That's a good point. All right. Next one. If your life is perfect enough, or you say, I'm happy and I don't need my godparents anymore, they must leave the child and be assigned to a different miserable child. I remember this coming up in the show or a movie.
Yeah, me too. What if you're like forced to say it for some reason?
Then it counts because Timmy didn't mean it when he said it. So I think this might actually be one that is hard to get around, because if you say the words, it just automatically kicks in. I don't think there's anything you can do.
That's so dumb. I'm like literally reading the rule books. I'm not allowed to say I'm happy and I don't want my fairy godparents anymore. He said it. Take him away. Wait, what?
Yep.
I was just trying to read to understand the rules better. Jesus.
Yeah, they got us on
crazy.
One.
I don't know about that. So how do you get around that?
You can sit on that one if you want. Let's go to the next.
Oh, you just say in a different language. Bingo. It was written in English.
Oh, wow. That is good.
Yeah. If you say it in Japanese, I'll bet you that it's technically got a different enough English translation that the grammar is slightly different, so you could still say it.
Man, you really can get through any of these. I'm impressed. Wishes can only be granted when the godchild says it, which... Okay, that's interesting. So nobody else could wish. Wishes, but that makes sense.
I don't think I can break that one. That's really simple.
But the thing is, if you are the only other person who could even bother to ask your fairy a question, would be another kid who knows that you have a fairy godparent.
So I have one. Okay, so your fairy godchild, right?
Yeah.
How do you define your fairy godchild? Is it their body? Is it their consciousness? Is it their mind? So if you hold on, this is a real line of thought. So if you wished to put your brain in the body of another human being, mm-hmm. could you not wish anymore? Because technically that's still you in a manner of speaking, but then it's also that other person. So then you've split your ability to wish into two different people.
Wow.
Because technically you could define both as you. You could define, I could argue that with a fairy lawyer that, you know, one is my body, which is me, and one is my mind, which is also me. So now there are two me's that I've switched my mind with someone else's body.
I would say that this is your hardest case yet, but I respect your attempt to make it.
I think you could make that argument.
All right. All vocal wishes shall only be made in the voice of the godchild. This is basically the same. Okay, wait. Actually, no, this is interesting. I'm guessing this came up because Timmy wished for
someone. You could just wish for someone else to have the same voice as you.
Oh, well, okay, that's good. But then then the other rule would get in the way, which is another person can't wish from your fairy godparents. So I think the reason this came a problem is probably because Timmy wished for a different voice, but then his godparents could no longer grant him a wish because he had one. And I'm sure they found a way out of it, so.
What if you have vocal reconstructive surgery? Does it take that into account?
Oh, maybe.
I'm just curious.
So here's the thing. Here's how you get around this. It may be a different voice, but it now is your voice, right? If I speak with suddenly a different voice, it's still me saying it. Therefore, it is my voice, right?
I don't know. Are you using autotune?
I don't know. Yeah,
our musicians.
I
don't know, man. AI makes that a little bit tougher.
Tooth-based wishes can only be approved by the tooth fairy. My shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth, shiny teeth.
Toothpaste wishes can only be... Bro, some of these wishes are real weird.
Yeah, I think the problem here is that even if you try to make it about something like your gums, that still doesn't solve the problem if you can't make the toothpaste wish. And this is annoying because it would be great to wish for your teeth to be repaired if you have a problem and you got to go through the tooth fairy to do it.
Well, only toothpaste. It's not all tooth related, just toothpaste.
Toothpaste. You know what?
Oh, tooth. I thought you said, that's so funny. I thought you said toothpaste. I was like, I'll create my own formula for toothpaste and market it as a different word. And then it's not toothpaste, it's tooth cream. Oh God, I feel like, okay, never mind. Dang, that's wild.
All right.
I think you would have, maybe you could, I guess that's still toothpaste. That's very interpretive. That's very difficult. I was going to say, maybe you could wish for a dentist that has like, you know, you wish your dentist can magically fix teeth, but like, that's still kind of toothpaste. It's dental care based. It's technically different.
I think that you could wish for your dentist to be the best dentist in the world, vaguely.
Yeah.
That might help. But I mean, it's still the dentist that has to do the operation. It's not, but it's a workaround.
Perfect. Yeah, it's not perfect. That's one way to be able to fix your teeth without having to, what the hell? What kind of weird ass rule is that?
Oh, and also, so you can't interfere with tooth wishes either. Same thing with sleep wishes. For you got to get permission from the Sandman.
Oh, I would be buddies with the Sandman. Let's go.
You would want to be, because I feel like a sleep-based wish is totally what I would do.
Dude, I would absolutely. I would immediately try to ask for unlimited lucid dreaming powers.
Yeah, I mean, that would be really good. And if you were friends with the Sandman, you could do that. Hey, maybe there's a world that you want to live in. Be buddies with the Sandman. Damn.
I hope it's the Sandman from Metallica. That would be fun.
That would be good. You talked about how to get around wishing for money. What about that you can't wish to steal?
You can't wish to steal?
Yeah, so you just do it.
I was going to say, like, why do you need to wish? Why don't you just do it? Yeah, I wish that I had this person's thing.
Oh, yeah, that's probably.
Oh, that's super easy. You could just wish for the abilities that make it easier for you to steal.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's the best super easy.
Even the world. That's good. Okay. Yeah. There's nothing explicitly about no illegal activity. Because
yeah, I know.
They're subjective.
Of course.
Ironic. Okay. No wishing dead people back to life. This is a good one.
Ooh, that's a pretty... No wishing dead people back to life.
Again, I think that's one that you don't want to do, but...
No way, yeah.
Is there a way around it?
I wish for the powers of necromancy.
Oh.
So you're not wishing for somebody to come back to life. You give yourself the ability to do it yourself.
That is horrible.
What? I'm just filling out the answers on the test, coach.
All right. Hey, listen, you got around it. You may only loan out your fairies to a child that is That's not what I said.
They would make that rule.
Oh my god. Remember on a stream when I didn't know that was a bad word and I just dropped it and
people were like,
whoa, I didn't know you swore.
That's funny.
Sorry. You can only loan out your fairies to a child that is at least twice as miserable as you are. I feel like, again, so subjective.
Easy. Yeah, that's so easy to go around. You could just break their leg really quick and be like, all right, they're twice as miserable as me now. Let's loan them over.
Well done.
Just kill their parents. Okay, I'm sorry.
What have I done? All right, this activity was a mistake.
That's such an easy workaround.
We're almost through it.
You know what's funny? You can't ask to kill somebody, but you probably could ask to get away with it.
Sorry,
go.
To not go to jail. That's not in here.
Yeah, I wish for a gun so that I could kill this person, and I also wish to not be able to be arrested for it.
All right, children are to receive a fairyversary if they have had their fairies for over a year without exposing the secret, and they are given a muffin that grants them one rule-free wish. So this isn't something to get around. That's just a fact. That's an extra rule. And
Wait. Explain that again. You can't have more than one fairyversary?
No, sorry. This isn't a rule. This isn't something not to do. This is just something that happens. If you have your fairy for a year without blowing the secret, you get one rule-free wish in the form of a muffin, and you can wish for anything, which is dangerous.
That. I even remember what that muffin looked like. I cannot believe that they have this many rules, and they give anybody who can keep the lid on it for a whole year, like just a year, honestly, like an unlimited wish that you can do anything with. That's a lot of crazy. Trust. Yeah, like, all right, 11-year-old, you've been able to keep your mouth shut for, I guess, you know what? That's fair. It's pretty hard to do that for most 11-year-olds.
Yeah, here's a pastry that could kill someone. Enjoy.
Yeah, I know. All right, feel free to do whatever heinous crime that you've been drumming up for the last. Don't use it when you're 14.
Oh my God. All right. Fairy magic cannot affect other magical or super powerful items.
That seems more like less of a law and more of a state of nature. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that you can't do it. It's that it doesn't affect them. You know what I mean?
I think that's true. Yeah.
I guess you can mess with the laws of nature. Could you just wish? I guess you can't wish away rules. That's one of the rules. I remember that.
Okay.
If that's not one of the rules, then that is the answer to every single one of these. I just wish that rule didn't exist.
You know, again, it's not on the list, so it's possible it's missing, but
I'm sure that you can't wish away rules. That'd be
You're right. You're right. Yeah, okay. You can't wish away the rules, or yeah, that's it. You can't wish to be a fairy unless you save all fairies as a hero.
What?
If you save all the fairies, you can wish yourself to be a fairy.
Bro, that is so easy. You just create a situation that puts all fairies in danger and then save them.
By wishing it back?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I did it. I'm ready to be a fairy. You're right. That's a good one.
Yep.
Okay. Cloning wishes can only be canceled when all the clones are in the same room. Oh, cloning wishes, like... you're allowed to clone, but you can't... You cannot undo it unless all the clones are together. That's terrible. Get rid of that rule. It's a bad idea.
What is together? Like, what? They have to be in the same room? Like, 13 feet?
That's what it says. It's the same room.
I wish for the entire Earth to be in the same room.
That's great. Excellent.
So easy. Oh, my God.
If all fairy godparents in the universe want to have the same godchild... All the fairies must compete in a Rage in a Cage match, and the winner will have the godchild that they want. That's absurd. That's some wild writing, I gotta say.
I'll just say you could wish for the ability to win the tournament again. That pretty much makes that really easy. I mean, I'm sure that there are other ways that you could get around it too, but that's just, we've already done that, so I'll use it.
Yeah. No wishing away what can last forever.
What?
I don't even know what could last
forever. That's easy. Yeah, I was going to say, that's easy. Nothing lasts forever. Our entire universe was born in a bang, and it's probably going to shrink back and stretch like a rubber band one day.
Fairies must always grant the wishes of the godchild if it's not breaking a rule. And we have seen Cosmo and Wanda do that reluctantly.
Must always, unless it's breaking a rule.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That is, yeah, because I don't know how the fairies get away with it. But that's okay, because we're the ones wishing. We're not the fairies.
Yeah, that's technically not a rule for me. That is a rule for the fairy.
Same thing that fairies cannot get rid of other fairies, except by duel. Doesn't apply to us. Apparently, you can't wish for an electric car or an electric engine. And I have no idea where that is from.
Wow. guys, real unsustained. So I can wish for a gas-powered car, but God forbid that it's sustainable.
That's horrible.
That's terrible.
Don't understand. They are not allowed.
You can still get around that. You could just wish for a...
Oh, this is wild. Okay, so this is how it's worded. A godchild can't wish for an official Kale Patch Kid, which is like a Cabbage Patch Kid, because it's considered copyright infringement. So that would have to expand to everything, right?
That's pretty funny.
I'm sure it's just a cheeky joke in the show. Like, oh, copyright infringement, so we can't do it.
Yeah, like, we can't say Cabbage Patch. That's right. Very funny.
I think it's just a joke. That's
you
a
can't wish for copyright material. Man, being able to not wish for copyrighted material would honestly make a lot of sense.
But it would be very limiting.
Yeah, well, I mean, imagine if you wanted to wish for, like, you know, like a, I don't know, like a limited edition, like, 1950s Disney short on VHS. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you could make a fortune out of those. I mean, you're practically just wishing for money at a certain point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's another way around the money one. A lot of ways to get around that.
That's right. You just wish for holographic Charizards until there's so many in existence that people are like, wait a minute.
Okay, and last one. This is only in the live action one, so it could be considered non-canonical. There was a movie. I don't know if you knew that. And it was live action.
I don't think I did, actually. And there might have been live action.
I think there were two of them. I think Drake Bell was in one, and then I think there was another one that came later.
Dude, I saw that on the internet sometime like 2 years ago, and I thought it was fake.
Hold on, maybe it is. Maybe only one of them is real. One of them is for sure real. I thought there were two.
That's crazy.
No, the Drake Bell one is real. That was 2011. And wow. And then there was a TV series live action in 2022 that got horrible reviews. But anyway, in one of those live action versions, there's a thing that if your godchild gets married or finds love, the fairies go away. Even if you're... Wait, you can't get married if you're not 18. So
depends on what country you live in. And what state in the United States, even, I think.
What does love mean? Now, this is non-canonical. Screw the live-action stuff. We're talking about the cartoon.
I'm pretty sure the United States is about to... I don't know. Never mind. I won't get into that.
All right, Lou. So now we know the rules. My question for you is, what would be your wishes? Just anything that you think that you might wish for if you were a kid with a fairy.
Well, outside of the list of things that we just went over a minute ago, no, I'm just kidding.
And if it's a thing where I would use my magic muffin for this rule-free wish, that's fine.
Oh, that changes the game a little bit. I was going to try to play based on the rules. But if I had the magic free... I mean, honestly, dude, I'm not a wish kind of guy. I'd rather be a fairy than... I probably wish to just straight up be a fairy. You know what I mean?
Do you know what I would wish for that is so stupid and silly? Because this is where my head goes first. I would wish for the Imagineers to design all the Disney rides that I want added to the park in my way.
You would bankrupt Disney. No, I'm just kidding.
That is a problem though, because a lot of my best or my favorite ideas would not be good marketing choices. So you're right. Maybe I shouldn't even touch it. This is a bad idea for me.
I might wish for like a lifetime pass to or a lifetime ability to travel for free.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, free travel ticket.
Yeah, plus hotel, plus room and board, plus. So I'm not actually asking for money. I'm asking for all of this to be provided for me already. I don't need money.
Well, I think that's genius. And you would need... this is what I would want to do, too. You are a kid, so I don't know if there might be some travel restrictions you would have to get through without parental approval.
I wish for a fake ID.
Unfortunately, in this world, all we know is Dimmsdale and the surrounding areas, so it might be a very uninteresting world outside of that.
It's just regular Earth, though. I think
seems
that's
like it. We do have Cincinnati, which is where the superheroes live. We didn't talk about that.
Oh my god.
Crimson Chin!
That's so silly.
Yeah, I would use my power for stuff that just would let me live a more fruitful life.
I would wish to know every language. That's one thing that I would absolutely wish for.
Yeah, there wasn't anything about wishing to not be at school. If I was a kid, I think that I would want that, even if it was a bad idea. Instead, I would just wish to have all of the knowledge from school without having to go.
I mean, ask most adults. You're pretty much there already.
True. All right. Anything else in terms of the wishes that you want to talk about?
Would you really just wish for the Disney rides?
I'm sure I'd get more creative with it. I would have unlimited wishes, so I feel like I would eventually wish for a lot of things. And it would just be things that normally I would have to pay money for, but this time I don't. Delicious food. I would want the food to basically be magically created. I wouldn't want to take it from a restaurant and take their business away or anything like that.
Dude, I would absolutely break that breakfast rule every day out of spite.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one.
I wish for breakfast for dinner every single day of the year.
I would want a breakfast burrito, so I would have to not call it that. Be like a burrito with eggs, cheese, tomatoes, you know, whatever I want in there.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't wish for world peace or anything, because I don't think I think it's nice for people to have that desire and for to wish for like perfect societies and stuff. But the thing is, we don't really know what's going on with like consciousness in, you know, the universe outside of our little squirrely human minds. And you don't really know what kind of damage you might do by trying to make something perfect before it's ready.
Yeah, I mean, you might Thanos snap everybody, legit.
Yeah, exactly. You might Thanos snap everybody, or worse. You know, you might, you could just like destroy all of humanity. Like, oh, I wish for world peace. Like, nice. All right. All we need is no life. That's how you make peace, because then there's no struggle, you know?
Wishing is dangerous. You know, that's a serious thing. So with all of that in mind, actually, I do have a good question from Asmi. Would you rather be children forever or be fairies to brats for all of eternity?
First of all, I wouldn't be a child forever for anything.
That answers your question.
I do not glorify my, I had a way, like turning 18 made my life way better. I know that that's probably not a popular take, because everybody, you know, loves the time when life was simpler and I didn't have to, you know, go to work and stuff like that. But like, I felt like my life was way more boring as a kid than it is as an adult, because I'm not dependent on anybody for the choices that I make, and I can do things that I want. Not anything that I want, but, you know, I can direct my life in a way that I can do a lot more fun things than I did when I was a kid. I have less time to do it, but I have the ability to do more of it.
So your answer is you would rather be a fairy that all of eternity for brats. Okay. Total opposite choice, especially if I'm a kid with a fairy, because then at least I could have magic at my disposal forever. If I am having to be like a slave to these children for the rest of my life, which never ends, that's so much worse. I'm immortal anyway. Just let me be a kid and be a fairy. Have a fairy.
You can't be a slave. Well, I guess. No, I'd be cool with that, because you would at least get different kids all the time. Because the thing is, the kid's only going to have you for a couple years. So you're at least going to bounce around.
That's true. That's a really good point.
And then if they suck, you actually like can teach them a lot about life.
Dang, that's such a good perspective. I love that. Okay, maybe you win.
I don't know. I that's one reason why I'd enjoy being a teacher for a college too. I think having like the different generations of kids coming through would be really fun for me.
CJ didn't ask a question, but reminded me that Dairy World is also a thing in this world.
Wow. I think dairy is destroying our planet. I would nuke Dairy World.
All right. More reason for you to not want to live here. And that brings us to the next question. If you had an option to live here without moving from your current place, is there any...
Before we go on, I just need to point out the hypocrisy of saying that I would use nuclear weapons on a place to restore the environment. I'm joking. That's obviously a super stupid thing to say.
I could have pointed it out. But I'm like, well, time's running out. I better move this along.
I had to say that. I wouldn't have been proud of that.
Nuclear weapons. That's fine. I'll move on to the next thing. I have been more worried about other things he said. all right. If you had to live here somewhere, would you do it? Or sorry, let me rephrase. Would you live here if you had the option?
I think being in Fairy World would be chill. I'd be here for that. I'm more likely to live in the anti-fairy world, because I feel like they have more of an anarchist society and they don't have this weird dictatorship authoritarian set of rules.
Okay. So that's where you'd be probably.
Or I'd be a genie and I'd just be like,
running. But then you gotta be in a lamp though.
Oh, that's right. I'd trick somebody. I'd use my trickster ability to get the kid to like. Wait, maybe I should be careful. But I'd trick the kid in some way where they couldn't keep wishing, and they'd just give me the one wish. And then they couldn't put me back in the lamp because I'd make them like mute or something, so they couldn't wish anymore.
Okay, well, wow, that's horrible. Are you confident enough in your ability to do? Is that really, that would be your number one choice in this world?
I mean, I don't really like. I think the fairy world society is actually what makes me not want to do it.
So, because, are you sure you even want to be here? And like, you said yes, I would do it, but would you?
Yeah, they definitely have like a weird dictatorship going on.
I don't think I'd do it. Let me just say it. I don't think I would live here at all, let alone move from the digital world.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Excuse me. I would definitely not move.
From the Boiling Isles.
No way.
Yeah. I think we're not leaving, and I would not live here at all. I think it's even. Yeah, in the fairy
I don't think
world,
I would either. It's very, very mean-spirited.
It is mean-spirited. It's a little chaotic. I mean, I know you can deal with some chaos, but I just don't know if there's a scenario where this feels great, no matter what you decide to do, unfortunately. But very fun to talk about what it would be like to be a godchild.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't know. I think if I still would imagine that I'd want to, if I did live there, I'd want to figure out some way to be in society. And maybe I could be some weird, like, nature fairy that we never saw, because I feel like the creator probably doesn't get down with hippies.
Oh, that's interesting. Butch Hartman, I think, has known to be a little bit problematic after the...
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too.
The show. I shouldn't say that without doing proper research, but that's just, like...
Yeah, I don't really know everyone. I don't... I'm sure the guy doesn't deserve to be shot or anything, but...
Yeah,
you know.
Either way, I think that this pretty much concludes the fairy world discussion. I loved this. I loved getting to pick your brain on rules.
Yeah, that was really fun. I quite enjoyed that too. It was a good mental exercise. I feel like I should edit a video after this because I'm sharp now.
That's awesome. All right. Well, everybody, I think next week, even though we're not going to follow the Google form because there wasn't quite enough of a response rate, we had a few people ask for Dead End Paranormal Park. And even though that's a little bit obscure, I think that would be fun.
We should totally do that. That's a great idea.
I think for those of you who have been fans of Dead End or fans of us when we reacted to that show on YouTube, you may really enjoy that episode. So we're going
to
do it.
Shout out to Hamish Steele, the creator. If y'all liked that series, the third book, go to his Instagram.
Yes.
Or find him on the internet, because the third book is out and you can pre-order it. And I highly recommend you do, because I have the first two and they were lovely and I'm getting the third one.
Awesome. And we'll plug it again in the episode proper, because if it's not out yet, it will be. And it will give closure to some people who were sad that the series ended early.
Yeah. I might even make a YouTube video about it, even though I know it probably won't do that well, just because
that's a great idea. I think that would be awesome.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, this has been fun. Thank you, everybody. We will see you in 2 weeks for Dead End Paranormal Park.
Later, cartoon people, animaniacs. Damn it, I stole that. Bye!
Bye.